GOP spending cuts protect Biden's migration slush fund. By Neil Monroe on April 26, 2023. President Joe Biden is spending billions of dollars to import more illegal migrants. But the House GOP is not using the nation's debt limit crisis to cut the pro-migration spending. Biden needs the GOP to okay a $1.5 trillion expansion of the nation's $31.4 trillion debt limit to allow more government borrowing. But to get that okay, the GOP is demanding $130 billion in spending cuts in 2024, but not any cuts to Biden's migration programs. The absence of cuts to pro-migration spending will allow Biden's pro-migration chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, to spend more than $1 billion this year to catch and release millions of illegals for use by Fortune 500 companies and investors. The GOP's failure to seek cuts means that immigration reformers can only hope for spending cuts in the end-of-year 2024 appropriations bills. Biden's deputies have been using money that has been appropriated for migration enforcement for the opposite task of processing migrants into the United States. And that needs to stop, said Ira Mellman, communications director at the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Watch. Thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in a single night. When they write the appropriations bills, at year-end, they need to make very, very clear in there that you can't use this money for processing migrants. They need to be enforcing the law with it, he told Breitbart News. The GOP's plan to trim 2024 federal spending by $130 billion would reduce spending on a medley of programs. It faces a vote on Wednesday. The targeted programs include food stamps, student loan giveaways, energy programs, enforcement by the Internal Revenue Services, and welfare programs, according to a review by Philip Swagel, director of the Congressional Budget Office. But there is no mention of the border, migration, immigration, enforcement, asylum, or parole in the CBO report or the underlying bill. So far, Biden has rejected the GOP's proposed spending cuts. The lack of spending cuts is the result of a power play by pro-business, establishment Republicans. GOP leaders are not free to pick to programs for cuts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has only a handful of votes to spare in the House, so his plan needs to be supported by nearly all GOP members. On April 25, Politico reported, the Californian Republican spent the day holding back-to-back meetings with leadership allies and key holdouts to shore up support before a tentative vote Wednesday. By Tuesday evening, though, the GOP's whip count remained short of the votes needed for passage, with a cohort of Midwestern Republicans demanding changes to a major tax rollback in the bill. Business-backed, pro-migration GOP members are using their voting power to prevent any migration cuts. For example, business-backed Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, has promised to vote against the debt limit bill if the GOP tries to shut down Biden's inflow of asylum migrants. Bring un-Christian anti-immigrant bills to the floor and I am a no on the debt ceiling, Gonzalez declared via Twitter. Gonzalez's mandated donor reports show that one of his biggest donors is the $9 trillion BlackRock investment fund. His views match his donors' economic interests. He says he wants to stop illegal migration, and also that he wants companies to be able to legally import as many cheap and compliant foreign workers for Americans' jobs as they wish. The inflow needs to be where anybody who wants to come and work can do so, Gonzalez told Semaphore.com for an April 9 post. It is time for the Republicans to deliver on promises that have been made to voters, Mellman responded, adding, I don't want to single out individual members, but there has been a history where the Republicans have made promises on this issue and then not delivered. Here we are yet again, faced with another opportunity and we'll see how they do. The Biden migration has already added at least 4 million people to the nation's population. That flood was urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Because of that policy, some Americans have been killed, and many more have lost jobs and wages. Also, many additional foreigners have been killed or have been trafficked into indentured service throughout the United States because of the administration's refusal to enforce migration laws.